This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com and Equities.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in September of this year. We're talking U.S. Nuclear Corp, still very undervalued here at 69 cents a share with revenues around $4 million a year. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol UCLE. And with us today is the CEO of that company. Very lucky to have him. He's a busy guy, Mr. Bob Goldstein. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Everett. Thanks for having me.
You know, you guys have this radiation detection sensor, if you will, that you put on drones. And you guys specialize development and manufacture the radiation detection instrument. That being said, how are we doing on the annual revenues? And what can we look for in the first and second quarters of 2019?
Oh, thanks for asking. That's a good question. So in the last 2 years, our revenue is up 80%. We're very pleased with that, and we expect it to continue to grow in this coming year. And so we're on our way up.
That's a good thing. You know, and I hate to be a bearer of bad news, but every time I turn around, there's shootings going on. There's this going on. I mean, just a matter of time until we have some sort of anthrax spread across the United States. And you guys can detect that in early stage. You guys can be like one of the first responders. Am I telling that correct?
That's correct, right. So our drones, we have the radiation and the chemical sensors on there. We can also collect samples for biological hazards. So we're in a good position. In fact, at the recent Urban Shield disaster exercises, we were there working with the first responders, you know, police and fire from all over the U.S. and even other countries. And what they did was, the exercise was really fun. So they had a car that had been blown up, but it had some radioactivity in it.
Right.
And so before the police and firefighters, before the crew went in, we flew over the site, made a map of where the radiation was, and so they could go right there and you know, put it in a safe box and reduce their own exposure. And if there's you know, a dirty bomb or a real atomic bomb, then you're going to have airborne radioactivity too. And we fly a sensor that looks real time to see if there's radioactive dust or other material in the air, again, to help the first responders.
I don't think it's a matter of if it's going to happen. I think it's a matter of when it's going to happen, when somebody puts a chemical attack on the United States. That being said, who uses your products? How do you find your clients?
So, well, publicity. We're lucky to be one of the only people that are putting radiation detectors and chemical sensors on the drones and flying them successfully. We go to a lot of trade shows. We were recently featured in the SNN Microcap magazine. Got my picture on the front page. And so nice article about us. And we've been written up, you know, in LA Business Journal and other publications.
You know, what is the latest? I saw a press release. You guys are getting involved with medical isotope. What is the radioisotope program about, and why them?
Okay, sure. So when you go to the hospital and the doctor's doing a diagnosis, he's got to depend on a lot of scans to see what's going on inside your body, because obviously can't see inside the body. And these scans, some of them use a radioactive agent so that they can see what the different organs are doing and you know, whether they're broken or whatever. And but there's a big shortage of these radioisotopes. They're made around the world in reactors in South Africa and in Belgium, and nothing is made here in the USA, unfortunately. So there's a big shortage, and the hospitals are actually rationing or even denying use of these radioactive isotopes for scanning and even for radiation treatment for, you know, cancer patients and diagnosis of heart patients and stuff like that. So we're partnered with MIFTEC, which is building a first of a kind. It's a big breakthrough because they have a neutron generator that works on nuclear fusion, and they recently tested it at the Reno Terawatt facility, a DOE facility, and they made a historic breakthrough. They got to 10 to the 10th neutrons per shot, which, of course, doesn't make much sense to most people, but what that proves is that their system is working and that they're going to be able to make these nuclear medicine isotopes in the near future.
My guest today is Bob Goldstein. He's the CEO of U.S. Nuclear Corp. You can find him on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol UCLE. Bob, somebody sitting at home listening to this interview, why should they go out there and buy your stock?
Well, I think I want to say that customers are migrating from other brands to our products because of our high quality and because of our features, and because basically we can detect and measure tritium and other items that nobody else can see because we have more sensitive detectors.
If you're looking for a radiation detection holding company, which they have a very special niche in their industry, look no further than U.S. Nuclear Corp. I feel they're undervalued here at 69 cents. You can find them under the ticker symbol UCLE on the OTC markets. In closing, Bob, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to talk about that you would like to mention to my listeners?
I think that about covers it. We have unique products that nobody else is making for measuring purity of air and drinking water and many other uses. So we're on our way up.
U.S. Nuclear Corp's company that we highlighted today. Bob, thanks so much for stopping by on the show today. I greatly appreciate it. You're always welcome here. I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully you'll come back on in 30 or 40 days. Give us an update of what's going on.
Sure will. Thanks, Everett.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.